And it's always great to have Dean Lester with us on a Friday morning for the Friday Form, the world's greatest form analyst as far as we're concerned here on The Breakfast Club and entire 927 family. In fact, Dino's back again. Good morning, Dino.
Yep, morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. Zipping Classic Day, is it a good day for you historically?
It's a tricky day because you're trying to work out if they've got petrol left in the tank after busy spring carnivals, yep, or there's horses that have been aimed more towards Sandown, whether their preparations have been stalled earlier in the spring. So I think you just got to try and find the balance of that.
Is there a way of knowing? Do you have to talk to people to actually know that, or do you just sort of use your feel?
Oh, I think you've got to just sort of, you know, play it a little bit by feel, because I think even the trainers, they wouldn't be lining them up unless they thought they had something left, and then yet on the day they don't fire, or some horses elevate as they're coming through the grades.
Well, this is still some pretty rock-solid prize money on offer tomorrow at Sandown and the Hillside Tractors, by the way, for Zipping Classic Day. You can make some more of that, if you like, with people at the tab. Nick Quinn's a representative from there this morning again on the Friday Form. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
How did you end up in the marquees on the Melbourne Cup Carnival?
If you were taking the over or under time I spent in marquees, the under was an overwhelming winner and a well-backed favourite.
Unders?
Yes.
Right. I'm surprised by that. I thought you would have been overs. I would have taken the overs there.
No, you would have been losing.
Get some real coverage.
The money's working because last night, of course, was the Bachelorette finale.
Was it?
And Carlin won. Carlin was the favourite throughout. Pretty much started about a 6-4 favourite going in. And was the $1.20 favourite going into the finale last night. So for those that took the multis and put Carlin in, heading into the races over the weekend, there you go.
Who would have done that, Rammer?
There would have been people.
No one would have taken
your mate. It was one of the great $1.20 picks of all time.
No one would have taken
overs.
What's more concerning is you're watching it.
Yeah. And investing financially, that's even worse.
Like, mate, go and tend to your lettuce outside.
Don't get jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous at all, but you're watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
For those first-timers that have joined us on the Friday Form, what we do is have a bit of a look at the quaddie for the next day's play in Victoria. We're at Sandown on the Hillside Track, as I said, for Zipping Classic Day. It's a great day, I reckon, at the end of the... It's coming towards the end of the Melbourne Spring Carnival. And we start with race 7. Here's the first look at the quaddie team. Let's get focused on the Sandown Guineas over the 1,600 metres. Three-year-old Group 2, sit, wait, race, and there is 10 going around. There are 10 going around tomorrow. Dino, the scratching of Cavalmo for Chris Waller, which means a fare to remember for Dan O'Sullivan, who was fantastic in his chat with Michael Felgate the other morning on Racing Pulse, has got the favourite, a fare to remember with John McNeil in the saddle.
Yeah, he does. It looks a really good race for the fillies, I think. They haven't won this race for a while, but not that many contest it, and I think that a fare to remember. She ran well at Flemington, and she probably should have won there. It was only a benchmark 70, but in saying that, this isn't a strong renewal of the Sandown Guineas, so she's well placed. I like the other filly, though, Pretty Brazen. I think her win at Caulfield was good, and her run Melbourne Cup Day was excellent. So I think she's got a very good chance of winning the Guineas. I think the best of the males is Banquo. I think he still had plenty to offer last Saturday at Flemington. He won... not by a huge margin, he won by a length, but I still think he was going strongly through the line, and I think he can run very well. I think a fare to remember, certainly a good chance. I think she's well enough found in the market off what was, as I said, the weakest race class-wise on Cup Week. And Heart of Puissance, who's only had two starts, he's very green, got a lot to learn, but I liked his win at Moonee Valley, and I think the bigger track is going to suit him a lot better. So they'll be the four I'll be taking, but I'll be leaning to Pretty Brazen.
Plenty of last start winners in this one. Quinny, what's the market say?
It's the two non-last start winners, though, that have been the firmest. The fillies down the bottom, Pretty Brazen, as much as $6 initially. Now a $3.30 favourite, losing 8 cents in the dollar with Cavalmo heading to Newcastle instead of Sandown. A fare to remember, a $3.50 second elect. Banquo at $4.40. Heart of Puissance, the other runner in the market there at $4.40.
Call Me Seamus is in your numbers, Quinny. You've got that Call Me Seamus in there for Philip Stokes. Luke Nolan, the saddle. Could have seen Luke Nolan getting some winners through the carnival. Dino?
It certainly was, Daniel. He's he's sort of without a home when Peter Moody retired. Yeah. And he's built up contacts in different stables, and but certainly with the Hayes Dabney yard over the last 6 months or so, he's worked very hard there.
Quinny, just from an investment perspective, after the Melbourne Cup Carnival, the fabulous 4 days at Flemington, do you see a big surge at the end to try and recoup for a lot of people?
It is a very popular betting day, and historically there's been a lot of short price favourites on this day as well, with varying degrees of success. So it's always very popular, and I think what it does do really well is sort of continue the momentum from the Flemington Carnival into Saturday. So people that have been bitten by the racing bug over the spring, they get another really good day of racing. And for those that love it each and every day, it's a smorgasbord of betting opportunities.
There you go. That's what's happening at Sandown tomorrow. Rammer, one job.
10, 1, 11 and 4.
10, 1, 11 and 4 for the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow. Zipping Classic Day. And that is race number 7. Race number 8 is the Zipping Classic, $300,000 up for grabs. Group 2, Wait for Age Affair over the 2,400 metres. Been won by some excellent horses through the journey. Dino, of course, Zipping being one of those, as George told us, won it 4 times in a row. And we've got 10 going around in this edition. And Southern France for the Mar Eustace stable, who've got a couple of runners in this race, is favourite, with Mark Zara in the saddle at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I think that's the most interesting point in the race, Daniel, is that I think the Mar Eustace stable will win it. I don't necessarily know with which one of the three. I'm tipping the outsider of them in Del Herald, who I thought was ticking over well before the Geelong Cup. Didn't really fire at Geelong, but freshened up. Did run second in this race last year to the Taj Mahal, and I think he doesn't have to be anywhere near that sort of form, and I think he'd be very hard to beat. Southern France saw plenty of the countryside in the Melbourne Cup. He was wide all the way. Total forgive run there. Humidor, he's getting fitter off a long spell because of, this is virtually a rehab preparation for him, but you just wonder if he's one of those horses in point that, you know, he might be getting to the end of it for now, and this is just one more run, but he's such a classy horse. And Chapada, who's essentially been disappointing because he probably should have won the Victoria Derby as a three-year-old and ran very well in the Rosehill Guineas to the Autumn Sun. His three runs back have been okay, and he's at least, I think, a horse on the up going into this race. So for that reason, I'm going to put him in next best. So, I think it should be a good race for the Mar and Eustace team.
Just on Del Herald, Dino, a lot of people will look at the form guide and see he ran 10th of 11 in the Geelong Cup last time out, but the excuses that day wasn't suited to horses making ground, and the form prior to that had been quite encouraging, especially the run in the Bart Cummings.
Yeah, I think he was building pretty well. I didn't use that much as an excuse because he was in the right spot. I just thought it was a pretty poor run, but whether he backed up a little bit quickly for him, he's had nearly 4 weeks between runs now to freshen up, so maybe that'll be in his favour tomorrow.
There has been specking for a long shot here. Number 10, Miss Siska, 21 into 10. Was second at Flemington last start to Ocean X, so on the relatively quick backup, what did you make of Miss Siska?
Yeah, the mares have run well off the matriarch into this race in recent years. A couple have placed. I don't think any have won, but they've run well. And first go at 2,400, she'll make her own luck up on the speed. I've got her more as a place chance, but she's going okay.
There's a good question off the SMS, Dean. I'm not sure we can have the answer, but I think it's nice to bring it up. When was the last time Lloyd Williams didn't have a runner in the Zipping Classic?
That would be a fair while ago, Daniel, because he's had the Taj Mahal the last couple of years. He's won it on other occasions, of course, Zipping 4 in a row. Legible won it in the early 2000s.
Did Gallic win one?
Gallic won one, yeah, I think so. He's had a massive influence on the race, and yeah, this year, no runners.
Good pickup by the SMS. Well played to you, whoever that was. Anonymous it is at this stage, but well done. That is a good pickup.
Big Maxie Gorn tweeted to Nick Williams during the week saying, "Where are my horses?" Because Big Max has a love affair with the stable. And Nick tweeted back, "If only we had a horse to run. Latrobe, Master of Reality, Twilight, Payment Art." And he did the little plane emoji. Yucatan is not ready and Holmesman is off for a spell. So he doesn't have a runner there to go around this year.
You mentioned Southern France there. Dino's come back from the Melbourne Cup. We saw Magic Wand step back to the McKinnon distance of 2,000 metres on Saturday after running on the Tuesday. Surprised that there's not a few more Cup participants finishing off the campaign, having a crack at the cash here?
Maybe, but a lot of them are already on their way home,
well,
I suppose.
Most of them don't live here, I suppose. Yeah.
They don't live here, so they're not just trotting down to Sandown. So Tanby was another winner Tanby didn't have a winner with Gallic, but he placed,
Right, good cleanup. Good SMS, well done. Keep them coming throughout the Friday form.
Isn't it funny how Zipping brings back so many loving memories from race fans and punters. What a popular horse he was. And he wasn't the absolute superstar, but to win any race 4 years in a row, and he was just one of those horses that everyone loved, a bit like your Star Hartnell. He always tried his heart out was there at the elite level.
I'm going to go and hang out with Reg Fleming and just hang out with Hartnell one day. I mean, Reg and Hartnell and I just hanging out. Three greats of the turf. Let's get through. Gave me nothing there, Remo. Remo, numbers?
6, 5, 1, 8.
6, 5, 1, and 8 in the second leg of the Quaddie, the Zipping Classic. Let's get to the third leg of the Quaddie. The Pine Funeral Summons Stakes over the 1,500 metres, 4-year-old Nutmares, Group 3 event. And we've got 12 going around at this stage. And Fidelia, for your man, Robbie Griffiths, Dino, is favourite at around about 460 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, she'd have to be a good chance in this sort of race. She's another one deep in the preparation, wasn't suited by the wet track on Derby Day. I think she can run well, but this is the leg I want to load up because these mares, not regular winners, a lot of them, but I'm going to go with number 3, Sweet Scandal. I thought she ran well over the Flemington Carnival, gets a good run from the draw. 5, Platinum Angel. She's up in grade off the Sub-Zero handicap on Oaks Day, but she's got the weight relief here, and I just think this is a good race for her to run well. Fidelia has certainly got a very good chance, number 4. 1, Noir for the Wallace stable, but I'll be giving chances to 9, Gentico, who I just think hits this race at the right time, whether she's quite good enough, but she'll make her own luck, and I think she'll give a great sight for a long way, and 11, Vanuatu, who is very good at Moonee Valley. So I think certainly the toughest of the four legs of the quaddie, and I'll be searching wide.
Fidelia has been a bit of a head-scratcher this campaign, Dino. She has had bad luck at various times, obviously scratched from last Saturday in preference for this, but is there a thought she might not be going quite as well as we saw earlier on in the year when she had that breathtaking campaign with the picket fences?
Yeah, she was going really well in the off-season, and she had form around like a horse like Shawnee, and Shawnee went to the weaker mares race in Melbourne Cup Week and won really well. I think if Fidelia had gone that path, she might have looked as good, but she went to the Group 1, and she's been running in a lot stronger races than the middle of the year. So I think she's probably going about the same. She doesn't have much luck because she just can't get going early. She's always out the back with a lot to do.
Number 2, Jamaican Rain, was meant to run at Flemington over the carnival and didn't. How much has that factored into your thought process here?
No, because I like her on the fresh side, so it's not really a problem that she's 4 weeks between runs, but I just think she'd need absolutely a bit more rain. And probably the last 12 months, she's had that one win in the Mannerism, which was a great ride by Damien Oliver, but she hasn't quite hit the mark of where she was about this time last year.
Right, that's Jamaica Rain, who, as you said, missed a start in during the Flemington Carnival, but he's back tomorrow at Sandown. So, Rama, as we sum up race number 9, the third leg of the quaddie, can you tell me, please, what the numbers are for our punters?
3, 5, 4, 1, 9, 11.
3, 5, 4, 1, 9, 11, the third leg of the quaddie, which means there's only one of those to go. We'll do that after the break, is what we'll do. 17 past 7, the Friday form. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, Nick Quinn from the Tab with us as well, having a look at Zipping Classic Day tomorrow at Sandown. It's part of the Melbourne Victorian Racing Spring Carnival. We'll close it up. Let's get Dino's formula bet as well. And Rammer's Ruffy, the all-important Rammer's Ruffy, which I think we'll nail this week. It's got a feeling about the Ruffy this week. We'll find out more after this. 20 past 7 on a Friday morning. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening. Don't forget, from 8:30, Michael Falgate picks things up with Racing Pulse, as he does every weekday, dominating proceedings. And then Gareth Hall is going to join us shortly for the Hall Pass. We'll be back hosting his regular gig on RSN Central, doing a great job as well before we head into race day on RSN 927. Don't forget to register for the Friday face-off at the website rsn.net.au. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the morning. But we're in the middle of the Friday form at the moment, having a look at Zipping Classic Day tomorrow at Sandown. And we are three legs into the quaddie, which means there's only one to go. The formula bet not too far away. And Rammer's Ruffy, always much anticipated out there in Radio Land. But let's get to the last leg, Dino. We've got 1,800 metres in the Eclipse Stakes to get through. It's a quality Group 3. And there are 12 going around. I know Quinny is very, very keen on one here, Dino. But setting sail as favourite for Charlie Appleby at 220 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, well, he's the fascinating runner in the race, Daniel. He comes here with a good record. He's been in the money 7 of 9 and His other two runs, he finished fourth. So he's obviously a talent, and I think would be very hard to beat. I've just loved the way that Pakadali's been going all preparation. Ooh. He had a massive weight at Kyneton and narrowly beaten. He was very good there, and just because I know him and I know how honest he is, I'm going with him. I respect setting sail. I think Plan CL's ready to do something. Number three, I thought his run Melbourne Cup Day was okay. I'm going to throw in, this is the Rammer's Ruffy, spoiler alert. Oh. Number 12, Zooey's Comet, who the
Lambing State. Go again, who is it?
It's been a long couple of weeks, Daniel, but Zooey's Comet. The Lambing Stable have an unbelievable record in this race. Won it 2 years ago with Payroll. Last year they had a horse totally out of his grade. He excels, got beaten absolutely in the last stride of the race. Just seems to be a race that they set for every year. They won it with Bashful Girl, Eskimo Dan in previous times. So they've won three of the last 10 runnings or so and had long odds place getters. So I'm putting Zooey's Comet in.
Rammer, just for you, just and for the punters out there, just that love the Rammer's Ruffian, who doesn't? Let's just, by the way, $61 and $11 for Zooey's Comet for the win in the place at the fixed market at tab.com.au.
I imagine there'll be some betting activity on Zooey's in the next couple of minutes.
I am in.
You know what'll happen? We'll be talking, and I'll refresh and go, oh, now $41 for Zooey's,
exactly,
and there'll be toys
happen
out of the cot.
Right, so there, Dino's thoughts. Quinny, you tell us about your no-brainer, because you've got an asterisk next to your tips in the paper today.
Yeah, I thought setting sail was a lock in the last. So once again, I'm a little bit deflated after speaking to the great man, Dean Lester, who has forgotten more than I'll ever know. But I thought this horse had been racing really well in tougher grade overseas and just looks a different gravy to the cattle he's going to be up against tomorrow.
Different gravy. Right, what's the market say about? Do they believe you?
The market would indicate I'm right at this early stage. Has been $2.50 into $2.15. Has been one of the better backed runners anywhere across the globe tomorrow.
Anything else making any headway into the market?
In the last, we've got Pakadali now on the second line of betting at $4.80. Plenciel, $7. Mr. Moneybags, $9. Savahit, a $9.50 chance. Dan and Roman at $14. And Zooey's Comet. I'm looking forward to giving an update on this horse in about half an hour. Currently $61.11.
Not for long. Not for long. Rammer.
1, 4, 3, and 12
are the numbers. So if we run through all of our numbers, because I know that there's people out there, Rammer, mm-hmm. that when I pad for this long, start to get a pen out and make sure they've got all the numbers that we give to them for the Sandown Quaddie tomorrow. Okay. Zipping Classic does. I just give them another 5 seconds to get their pen and get the paper ready to give us the numbers, Rammer, of the Quaddie tomorrow, please.
Race 7, 10, 1, 11, and 4.
10, 1, 11, and 4.
Race 8, 6, 5, 1, and 8.
6, 5, 1, and 8.
Race 9, 3, 5, 4, 1, 9, 11.
3, 5, 4, 1, 9, 11.
And then race 10, 1, 4, 3, and 12.
1, 4, 3, and 12. Quinny, can you just give me an update on Zooey's Comet, please?
Have you bet?
No.
Zooey's Comet into $26.
Oh.
$26.06. It was 61.11 47 seconds ago.
If Tab Chief Media Officer Trent Langscale is doing this to troll us, I'm pretty disappointed.
Surely not. Dino, did you just get on when we were talking?
No, did not.
It's gone from 61.11 to 26.06 in 57 seconds now.
The disturbing thing is I've tipped it for fourth, so we don't get paid for fourth. So.
That sums up Aussie punters, though. Yeah.
That is remarkable.
People love a roughie. Yeah. If you go to Hong Kong and you tip a roughie, they look at you like you're taking the mickey out of them. Mm. They want a $2 favourite. They're like, oh, okay, it should win. It's $2. I'd be a king over
you
there.
You would be king over there.
I'm moving
there
to Hong Kong. Actually, maybe not. No, bit going on
just,
over there.
Yeah, let it sit for a bit.
Bit of activity.
Just let it sit for a bit, particularly in the main streets. Stay out of there, Quinny. That is quite remarkable. I'm going to refresh that every 5 minutes now and see what happens. 61 and 11 into
Zooey's
26
Comet.
And 6. Goodness gracious,
is that
me.
That annoys you when you have your phone in front
of you. No, we're working at the moment, Ramon. We've got time. We've got to wait for the ad break to do this stuff.
I saw young Nicholas. He went into his banking app and then went into his Tab account and quickly may have transferred some money across.
Hand on heart, I'm not on at $61.
What'd you get on it?
No, I haven't backed it yet.
Righto. So they're the quarter numbers, and that is the unbelievable market influence that our man Dean Lester has on the punting world. He is a freak, and we love him. Dino, why we love you, or why the punters love you, because the formula bet has been such a success for generations of Victorian punters. And who are we playing for this week, please?
We are playing for Jeremy Davey of Brooklyn, and for Jeremy, a $40 win bet race 4, number 1, Widgie Turf, a $40 win bet race 7, number 10, Pretty Brazen, and $40 on the pair in the all-up race 4, number 1, into race 7, number 10.
4, 1, 7, 10, Quinny. What does that give us at tab.com.au?
The all-up bet gets us $8.25.
I'd be happy with that. Rama, that's a good thing.
That is a lovely thing.
$8.25. And we mentioned the Ramaruffi before, which is the market mover of all market movers, race 10, number 12, Suey's Comet. Any updates, Quinny?
No, still... Sure. Oh, that's extraordinary. I'll have to get a bet report sent through on exactly how many bets came through in that time. Yeah, imagine the poor bookie. He's got to work. He's got his coffee. It's 7 in the morning on a Friday, and then all of a sudden a $71 shot. He's standing it for a fortune.
Outrageous is what it is.
They should be listening.
Yes, correct.
Well, they should be listening. Absolutely. Well, all the bookies should be listening. That's right. So we've got racing tonight. Canterbury season starts tonight, Quinny. Is that right?
Yeah, Canterbury tonight. If you want a bit of Friday night fun, and hopefully a couple of winners there as well, and also racing across the state today. We've got Kyneton today and Cranbourne tonight.
That's right.
So we've got Moonee Valley tonight.
Moonee Valley tonight. Yeah, we've got a lot of racing today. If you want to get involved, Newcastle, Canterbury, Kyneton, Moonee Valley. We've got Sandown Hillside tomorrow for Zipping Classic Day. You've got your quality numbers. You've got your formula bet. You've got your Ramaruffi, which we still can't believe what's happening, to be honest with you. And you've got the insight into the greatest mind of all time, Dean Lester, with us on the Friday Form. Dino, nice to have you with us, mate. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Daniel.
The bookies don't thank you, but the punters certainly do. Good stuff. Have a great weekend.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
We'll hear more from Dean Lester across the weekend on RSN 927. Of course, he is the world's greatest form analyst. Quinny, you can't have Setting Sail, by the way. Give us another one.
Well,
because we know that's
your
favourite.
What about the one on the Sunshine Coast tomorrow?
The other one I quite liked is going against Dino's special, which is a big concern. But I thought William Thomas was going to be mighty hard to bet in race 4 at Sandown.
William Thomas?
Yep.
Right, that's race 4, number 5. So Dino likes number 1, Widgie Turf, and you like number 5, William Thomas. What's William Thomas paying?
$4.
And Widgie Turf is paying?
$2.50. Right. I think it's safe to say I don't have a great record going head-to-head with Dino.
Well, the concern for you is that going through the other tipsters in the Herald Sun, where you are, of which you are one, William Thomas gets a little late mention from one of the others, but not a lot of love at all.
That's all right. They're just riding my coattails, those blokes.
So you think you're better than Dean Lester? Is that what you're saying?
Dean Lester's is not that a tipster in the Herald Sun.
No, I know that, but you think...
And they will be listening too. So, Michael Manley, I'm waiting for a little clip text from you. No, they do a great job at the Herald Sun. Wonderful form guide.
Chris Finuccio, he used to ring me after local footy games for a report for the local leader newspaper.
Now look at him.
Dominating proceedings in the racing at the Herald Sun.
Airborne.
Right up, Quinny, nice to see you.
I'll look forward to chatting to you. 7:55 with a bet report. Geez, I'll be disappointed if there's not some nice bets on this roughie.
I'd like to know what's happened there.
We'll find out.
I'd like to know. Any movement since? No, still 26-6. 61-11 to 26-6. It's a remarkable thing. What's Rama doing? You're getting on, Rama. Getting off mic to get on. Nice work. We'll get to a break. The hall pass coming up after this. Gareth Hall not too far away on the Breakfast Club.